They're like, there's nothing. He has no wiener, was something frequently say. Why does she have boobies, but he has no wiener? Like...
Welcome to another Latino Vida podcast and the Latino Vida podcast. I'm Christian Hennis-Meyer, and today I'm with Victoria Flynn, one of the only improvisers I actually like.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna say improv. I know improv is a thing, but I don't know. I've seen at least 4 or 5 shows of improv, and usually it's
Have you seen them recently? Are they recent in the Chicago area?
The last one was pretty recent. It was 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, and it was stand up and then improv, then stand up, and it was the improv part. I can see the people, and I was sitting among the audience, and they were like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, I think
defend your crew. Yeah,
defend my crew. Oh man, I don't claim them. No. I think the thing with improv is it's the barrier to entry is a lot lower, which I think is wonderful because it's a great way to learn to think on your feet. It's a great way to learn to listen, which I think is a skill that a lot of people kind of need to work on. And I think I think that. When that happens and you see bad improv, it's because they're not the people who are playing aren't listening. They're just doing their own thing to the detriment of the audience. Sometimes, when stand-ups want to just do that as well, you know?
Yeah, no. But I must say something. I believe the one I was watching, it didn't... Oh, by the way, this is Papi and this is Julian Jose.
Papi, Julio Jose.
Julian Jose.
Mucho gusto.
I believe this one, the last one... They were a little bit scared of being offensive, and it's no, that's the funny part. Mm-hmm. When you're not being offensive, but being in the edge of saying, I saw a tweet or a TikTok or something, and I was like, yeah, I agree with this. That said, the right thing to say or the moral thing to say is not the funny thing usually.
Mm.
The funny thing is the thing that you should not say. And the example they gave no one's reading the Declaration of Independence, and they're like, this shit is hilarious. It's always the bad thing to say, a tweet that make it funny. So I believe they were scared of doing that, and that's why they have a whole sketch about Santa and sitting on the laps, and it's like someone have to say something
about
Santa being a pedophile.
Naughty. Well, the thing with improv too though is the mistake, you want to acknowledge it, but depending on the crowd, I think, and depending on what level of how long you've been improvising for, taking that obvious path, you have nowhere to go with the scene afterwards.
Exactly. Yeah. You gotta. Yeah, I agree on that.
Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna talk first. I want you to try this because I actually want to try it. But you can try it while I make my question.
Right.
Timing is a fucking thing, and I believe. Surprised me a lot what happened in New Orleans with the car ram going through people, because we were in New Orleans in the same street kind of at the same hour, obviously not that day, but 2 weeks before. Is it good? Is it bad?
It's delicious.
Okay. I believe it shocked me a little bit because it's I was there 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what were your thoughts on what happened?
Oh man.
I agree with the guy. No.
Yeah, that's why I had to stop eating, because I was making happy noises while he was talking about a horrible thing that happened. Okay, so
I'm so good cooking.
Yep. So good you'll forget about Acts of Terror.
Let's talk about this. Let's forget about New Orleans.
Italian nuggets, by the way.
No, Papi won't let them. You know, at some point what I wanna do, and this is on you people, when I get to an amount of subscribers and that I can open a Patreon or put subscribe
mm-hmm.
on the YouTube, I'll make the from the Latino, every guest I have something that I cook for them.
Yes.
So for the people who are subscribed, I'll give recipe and a video of how I made it. There you go.
That's a great level for membership.
There you go. So,
yeah.
But what for me, I was Chuck, and I was like, I was there, and I saw the images, and it's like, it was literally like one block from the place we bought the grenades.
Yeah, yeah, it was. We have probably lots of drunken video from that night, actually, like right along the
we
path
have
of the truck. Yeah, Fox News has offered me money for it. No, I wish. Please, it's available. Actually, I'll split it with you three ways. But no, that was, yeah, very, I don't know if the right word is like harrowing or surreal to think about timing.
It was the timing thing.
And then my second thought, because we had made all those new local friends from New Orleans, I was like, oh, but it's Bourbon Street. The locals won't be there.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the locals don't go to Bourbon.
Yeah, but even then, just then it was my second thought before I knew more about who it was okay, how is the media going to spin this against brown people? Or, you know, how do they, yeah, I was like, oh no, I wonder if it's a white guy, how are they going to make it like anti, yeah, how are they going to make it a pro-Republican? You know what I mean? How will they spin this?
How they try to spin it. For me, it was like, timing is incredible because we were there 2 weeks. It was basically 2 weeks before this happened, and it's weird. It's weird to be on a place that something happens so like soon before or after.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have any experience like that. But like, oh yeah, I was supposed to take that train or that bus, and I couldn't because whatever. And then you heard like there was a shooting on the train. I was like, dude, like I saved myself.
I can't think of specific incidents where it's been like an external force, but yeah. I have had a decent handful of encounters with male authority figures who then later turned out to be totally creepy, like Me Too style stuff.
Like so, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Like, no, why didn't you hit on me when I went to your office hours? What's wrong? Why? just thinking, I felt like this person was off when I met them, and then something comes out 5, 10, 15 years later that, you know, they were making women or other people uncomfortable.
Well, there's a Chicago example of that. But I don't know if I have, like, a specific stuff like that. But I have, like, a friend that I know that he was supposed to be on the flight on the 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
And he, like, for some reason, he fucking missed it. And he was so upset. He was like, oh, motherfucker. And then that happened. It's like, okay, I'm not so upset anymore. Like,
yeah.
Like, a lot. And I believe that's something. Like, a lot of people, like, miss these kind of events because life happens. And then you're not there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Timing, all the things that involve, like, to something to happen is like weird. Like probably Germán Garmendia, he's a YouTuber. I don't know. He's super famous. He was there, and he was on the Bourbon Street, and his friends were like, "Well, we're gonna go home." He stayed, and then he saw the time was 3 a.m. and he was like, "I believe it's time to hit it." So he took his girlfriend's like, "Okay, let's go," and he left and like. Getting to the hotel, he got the news like this just happened. He's like, I was just there.
Yeah, that's
actually, I have one.
You have one? I mean, I can think of there have been like when I've left a house party and later someone has a gun at that house party. I can think of a few like incidents like that. Thankfully, like I didn't avoid death, like, I wasn't, no one around me died or got like hurt, but I do know about. Yeah, different situations where you leave early and that's when the shit pops off.
But you feel you leave because of like sixth sense that it's like, let's leave. Or you think it's like just coincidence?
Oh, no. I've definitely have like a sixth sense of things. There's been times, like different cities, but I can think of one incident in New York. There's like when you take a train in Brooklyn, there's a underpass you need to walk to transfer trains at night. And just like not walking at night in certain places, and then you look up on the news. Oh, cool. Someone got robbed there, like, later, a couple hours later. Oh, yeah, that's happened a lot. Working on, like, Lincoln Avenue, I used to bartend there, kind of by the DePaul area. And if you, like, stepped off that main strip off Lincoln Avenue, a lot of times people would pop in their car and rob you or mug you. And there'd been many instances where I was, like, walking a friend to a car or – had seen someone around the corner, and then 10 minutes later, someone's like, yep, we just got robbed on this exact spot. So, yeah, I do think I have a street smarts.
Street smarts. Yeah. Like, for me, it was, this was in Venezuela when the protests started in 2014. Mm-hmm. There was like a March. We were like just walking to a place with the politicians, and there was like a meeting on some place, and all the days before, they put forces of the government in instances to not let us get to whatever we wanted to mm-hmm. go. That day, that didn't happen. I was like, sketchy. Then I was really close to the caravan, and there was one politician at that moment, Leopoldo Lopez. He was supposed to talk, and he was like the strength one. And he didn't talk, and then another person came up and was like, hey, we achieved our goal, like, now let's go home. And I was like, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw, like, there was no security, or there's no entities of the police mm-hmm. around. And I talked to my friends, like, this is kind of a catchy, let's fucking go. And he's like, okay, let's go. So we're going back, and there's, like, two ways. And I was like, should we take this way or this way to get to our house? I was like, okay, let's take this way. We're walking. And at some point, one guy stopped us, like, hey, what do you know about the guy they killed? And we're like, no, we don't know anything. I was like, no, they killed a guy. We pull out the phones, we get into the news. Like, 10 minutes after we left, at shooting started, and they killed, like, one guy. It's Basil da Costa. And on the other way that we were, like, we walk on this way that no one was walking this way. Everybody was going to this side.
Mm-hmm.
On that way, a lot of, like, thief from the government, they pay them. They start robbing everybody small, so they don't have like footage.
Oh,
and I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, it's about timing decisions. It's like life.
Don't give the current U.S. government any ideas.
U.S. government.
Don't.
If you want to do something really crazy,
yeah, they like don't ban TikTok. So they're like, "Let's gonna pay a bunch of guys to steal your phone, so you can't organize anymore. No more unioning."
Actually, I have like on the topics that one of the topics touch a little bit not the government, but because I was looking through news to something that is happening. I don't know if you know, but the retirement age is apparently there's a law in 1973 that they keep spending the retirement span. Like, now it's on 6. If you were born after 1960, the retirement age is 67.
Mm-hmm.
But that keeps moving. So at some point,
keep moving it up. Yeah.
At some point, like, retirement is gonna be 70. And it's like, what? Like, so you gotta work until 70. That some people don't make it to get like your retirement. It's like,
yeah, lifespan. I mean, COVID made our lifespan drop by a percentage, right? Like the average American lifespan. Yeah. And I think, yeah, if we like look at the current rate, look at that number in like 5 years, I'm sure it's going to keep going down based on who's in charge of that now. But yeah, so yeah, look, people say about retirement. I'm like, retirement.
I don't have money now.
Peak oil is going to happen before we get to retire. Like, the world's going to run out of water before you and I are old enough to retire.
I had this idea. Someone was like, that's the dumbest idea ever, of buying like a, you know, this garage that you rent to put whatever stuff.
Like a storage unit?
Yeah, a storage unit. Mm-hmm. Just buy one of those and start buying bottled water and just have that shit floor to roof of fucking water. At some point, that's gonna be so valuable. Like, we don't see it right now, but in 40 years, like, people will fucking pay a lot of money for a fucking bottle of water.
Christ.
So yeah, this is a funny podcast.
Yay,
this is
like, I got invited to the end. I mean, it is January 6th, so
invited to the political part of the
this
podcast.
Isn't my cultural holiday. I'm offended. He stereotyped me for this day.
But we gotta talk about it. Like, yeah. I believe, like, with Kyrie, I talked like the world is going to a place like 2025. People is like, it's gonna be awful, and I believe it's gonna be so. Do you think that's a good idea or bad idea? Just have a garage full of
bottled water. Yes, I think that's it's tough because I would say, oh,
I'll
you're
give
technically
it to my kids.
Yeah, you're technically like price gouging or driving up the price of water right now. Or what was it when all the people were buying hand sanitizer in bulk?
Oh, yeah, hoarding.
Yeah, like you're technically hoarding, but I'm also like, that's a good investment. I mean, yeah, you should do...
You should invest in water.
Yeah, what else is going to be, like, valuable?
Toilet paper for
toilet
some
paper.
Reason. Toilet paper is always there. Eggs.
Maybe they'll find a use for DVDs.
No, I don't think. Like, DVDs are... I haven't used a DVD in so long.
Yeah, like Frisbees. Look at these ancient Frisbees that they used back then.
They have and then they finally have information like, what the fuck? We need to decipher this, and it's evanescence. like okay. they have a message. Good. We're going to do a pause because, dude, this is so good. I'm so sorry. But my cooking is delicious. We're going to make a pause. We're going to be back with more sad stories and sadness and government stuff. Yay!
Yay!
And we are back. We took a pause because we tried to overthrow the government. It did not work. But I bought a lot of water. In the meantime, I bought a lot of water. Okay. Retirement age is going up. And I believe like we have less and less and less money. So I saw this, and I believe it's related to the money, that apparently tobacco, drugs, and alcohol use are dropping. On between like teenagers, between young adults.
Okay.
And obviously the post is like, yeah, cool, we're beating, they're like one more like a healthy life. And it's like, I believe it's because we're broke. Like, we don't have the money to drink that much. Do you know how much is a fucking drink in Chicago? $80 for a margarita.
Yeah, it's super I mean, I used to bartend too here, which is also frustrating because you'd see people on like the menu, it would say like $17 for a drink, and you hand them the bill and they give you a stink eye because it comes to like 19 and change.
Yeah, with the taxes.
And yeah, what do you think I'm getting out of that $20 bill?
Yeah, for you it's like $1 tip.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Oh man.
So you think we're becoming healthier or we are just poor?
I mean, I would also ask about like, how would they, did they measure, and if they measured cannabis usage in that? Because
a lot
of the stuff I've read, it's like, yeah, alcohol's down, tobacco is down, but weed is through the roof. Yeah.
Gummies.
Yeah.
THC, and THC drinks.
Mm. I think part of it, yeah, is that one, we can't afford drinking. Two, it's been stigmatized.
I don't know if tobacco, they put like vape against tobacco.
That's another big one because they're probably just measuring like the big tobacco companies, and
yeah, not
I know
vaping.
Those guys don't like vaping. They're mad at it because it's taking away.
I don't know if I believe those companies, the tobacco companies, all go to like find a way to have like a vape, Marlboro vape.
Marlboro vape.
Like, why not? Like, you're losing customers. Like, you do just call me Marlboro. Just. I'll talk to you. Like, call me. We can do this. We can do a Marlboro vape.
Yeah, I would get a storage unit ready full of Malort for the apocalypse. That's going to be worth a lot of money when we run out of cleaning products and
gasoline. When you need to start your car, you have Malort.
100%. Yeah, that's like a Dr. Bronner's. Okay, it's good for everything.
It's like saving one shampoo, Malort. Like,
it's pesticide. Yeah,
you just put like on top. Malort is a nice investment, but yeah, tobacco's dropping.
I don't necessarily. I think it's half and half. I think we are trying to be more health conscious about some things, but yeah, then people were sucking down batteries all the time, and also we can't afford alcohol. Things have just become very expensive, and I do think COVID as well, lockdown, forced a lot of people to confront their alcoholism.
A lot of people became sober after.
Yeah, a lot, especially if you ask, like a lot of comedians are sober or sober curious, and a lot of them dealt with that kind of during or right after lockdown as well.
Did you hear that? Did you hear sober curious?
Sober curious.
Why are you gay? You are gay.
I have never heard sober curious.
Sober curious. All my friends are Gen Z now, so I have to add these things to end of words now. It's hard. I guess sober curious means you're flirting with sobriety.
It sounds like flirting. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I'm sober curious. It's like
sober curious.
Like I believe it's more like alcohol curious, because sober curious, like, you're already sober. Like, then you start drinking.
Sober is the baseline. I mean, maybe for some people, but others.
For at least 18 years, you should have been sober. Should have been. What age did you start drinking?
I was raised with a really great harm reduction approach to alcohol growing up. My parents were like cool American parents. They're like, okay, you can have
nine,
a beer.
Like, yeah.
I don't know, like, I'd say 12 or 13, I was allowed to have a beer or have like a small glass of champagne or something. So, yeah.
Social services don't look at this baby.
Yeah. Yeah, no. But no, I mean, well, because part of it too, my parents were always really openly against the fact that you could serve your country and go to war and die in the United States, but you couldn't have a fucking beer or shot. So they were very much like, this is a dumb rule. Obviously, don't drink in our house and don't do anything stupid because we'd be liable for anything you do.
Yeah, yeah, just drink here.
Yeah. No, they had to raise me really well with alcohol. But yeah, my first time I got like sick from drinking, I think I was 16 or 17.
Okay.
And it was too many things at once. And, oh, I chain smoked a whole pack of Marlboro Reds.
There you go. Yep. But no vape. But
no vaping,
you
yeah.
You made that Marlboro. Come on.
Yeah, that's probably why it's preserved me so well, you know?
The Marlboro.
The cigarettes just froze me in time from 16. No, I was like orange juice and vodka, Red Bull and vodka.
Okay.
A bunch of Marlboro Reds, and I definitely think like shots of something. So, yes.
Maybe it was the orange juice that set badly in your stomach.
Yeah, that was the one healthy thing. Was
it's the one thing in common.
Yeah.
I believe it was the orange juice.
Why is she putting vitamins down here? We don't need that.
Dude, I saw a tweet and I was like, this is dumb, but it makes sense at the same time. It was a guy being like, what the fuck is a vitamin? Like, what do you mean is inside of a banana, but also comes from the sun? Like, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, like, what the fuck? It's in the air, but also in the food. But your body needs it. But if you have too much, you die. It's like, what is happening?
Just like microplastics. That's gonna become like a major food group in the next 20 years.
The microplastics.
Oh, yeah. They're going to totally redo the food pyramid. It's these are good for you. It's okay. They're just in everything. Like carbon. Oxygen.
I read the study that like 100% of men have microplastic in their balls. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I feel I'm turning into a candle, like slowly, slowly. Like I start from the balls. Like I have plastic there now.
Oh, so that's scented balls. Did you hear that, ladies? Scented balls. Do they change seasonally? Are they the same scent or is one different?
No, they get like super hard, and apparently you start like growing them inside, and then you have like a plastic underwear. That's how you became a Ken. Did you try to like undress a Ken?
A Ken doll?
Or a Barbie?
Yeah, my brother had a bunch of G.I. Joe dolls.
Yeah,
and
let me see. Yeah. Let me see what is there.
Yeah, they're like, there's nothing. He has no wiener, was something frequently say. Why does she have boobies, but he has no wiener? Like,
but she didn't have nipples.
Yeah, she
Barbie
didn't have
nipples.
Yeah.
But I believe it would be more disturbing if you grab the G.I. Joe. It's like, oh my god, he does have a dick.
Yeah, that would be, oh god. Even just like a I don't know.
imagine for a moment, growing the G.I. Joe, I was like, oh, whoa.
They make these very anatomically correct now. Wow. Don't ask, don't tell. Well, no, you showed me everything. Never mind.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you can keep your toys. Okay, and I have one more topic. But it goes a little bit like enhanced with like, I believe we don't have money, and I believe we're getting poor, and I just thought about internships. Like, have you done an internship? You know, I feel like it's super illegal that they do internships. It's like, we're not going to pay you because you're an intern. That should be illegal. And I found out that, like, I believe internships are for rich people.
Oh, yeah.
I are catered to people who have money, because like most people like I cannot grab a job for 3-2 months, whatever length it is, without having a payment. And then you see these people are successful. It's like, yeah, I just really hard work, made connection. I did an internship here. An internship is like, yeah, but you have money to pay for rent. You have maybe staying in your house place or something while you were doing that. Like, a lot of people don't have that opportunity.
Yeah, I 100%. Yeah, 100%. It's it favors people who have a support system. I graduated college in 2012, so it was still in the middle of the recession and the housing crisis, and
that is coming again. Yay!
Right, yeah, part two coming soon. And I mean, I had a bachelor's degree in psychology, so there's not much you can like do with that unless you just want to go right into school again. And I realized like therapy, I didn't want to go into practice. Like, that's not for me. Can't sit still that long. So I instead was just like, I have to at least earn money. And I just started bartending right afterwards. And that...
But you treated your clients really good.
Yeah. Well, also because everything else was asking for my free labor. And I was like, fuck this. Also because I was going to school in Canada at the time. And overnight... The U.S. dollar became weaker than the Canadian dollar.
Yeah.
So I was busy working. My summer job would be cleaning dormitories, and I was making like 12 Canadian dollars an hour, or more than 12 to 13 Canadian dollars, which was like way more than I would get American. Rounding that up, it was like $15-$16 for a job without a degree. Like, that was so
but
good
I understand
back then.
Because me, like, $15 an hour, like minimum wage, I make more money than my dad. My dad is a surgeon in Venezuela. Minimum wage in Venezuela is $6 a month.
Yeah, you guys.
A month.
You guys still need like
al mes
garbage bags to carry your money, right?
No, I believe that because they keep like changing the currency.
The currency, the price of it, or whatever.
They add zeros until there's like too many zeros, and then the government is like, we're gonna just take three out of here, and they just take it. And it's like it still, this is the value. Actually, apparently there's a confusion right now, really weird in Venezuela, because both currencies are on the street at the same time. So you have like a one Bolivar bill, and then a 1,500,000 bill, and the one Bolivar is worth more than the 1,500,000.
Oh, because they basically had to like start over at one because they ran out of space on the dollar.
Yeah, like, okay, like, shit. So because the 500,000, they took the zero, so it's like that's actually like 0.5 Bolivares. But the bill is still up there, so people are like, what the fuck is happening? Like, what is this?
Yeah, so
Venezuela.
Do you think do you think we're going to get to a situation like that in the U.S. soon?
I believe that you're getting to a point. That, not to that point, but it's getting to a point that I believe it's needed that you have another bill like higher than 100. Like, you need like a 200 bill.
200 bill.
Yeah, because there's some stuff. Like, if you're going to pay for like a computer or something like that, and if you want to pay in cash, you're going to be dropping like a lot of fucking bills.
Yeah. Yeah, like, because you know, for example, like in movies when they show people walking away with bags of cash, like $1 million, apparently, I think it's like 40, it's way heavier in real life. $1 million is very heavy.
I saw a movie, and they have like in a peanut butter jar, it's like, yeah, this is 135,000. It's like, that doesn't fit in the air, like, you piece of shit. Like,
in Bitcoin.
it's just one Bitcoin.
one gleaming coin.
And you don't have the Bitcoin completely. You just have, like, a Biden on one side. And it's like, well, it's not a full Bitcoin. I didn't have the money to buy it.
One small, like, pie piece. 1/10 of a Bitcoin.
I would love Bitcoin becoming like physical at some point, and people just have like parts of it, and then you have to fuse with people. Like, maybe we put ours together, we get one Bitcoin.
That's totally what's gonna happen. It's like what happened with AirPods, where then it's like, oh, do you need this necklace you can like hang your headphones on? And I'm like, you fuckers just reinvented corded headphones. That's gonna happen. We have this digital money, and they'll be like, do you keep losing your digital money? Well, now
you should have a chain.
Yeah, it would be like a Horcrux. You could put like this could now have all your Bitcoin in it. Like
NFT in real life. Yeah. I'll make an NFT of Papi. Oh, Papi and Julian Jose. But I'm going to leave the other one for the other one that I have. Da, 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 da. Yeah, the other one is going to be for the bonus content. So do you have any shows coming up? Like, this is going to come out not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Okay, so it'll be like the 20th of 20-something of January, that
week? Yeah, kind of that week.
Oh, cool.
I'm doing cocaine.
I'm doing cocaine. No, we can't afford it.
Actually, I believe young people cannot do cocaine. Like, they cannot afford it.
Joke. Oh, people. Yeah, comedians. I mean,
like, how much for a gram? It's like, okay, give me 500. It's like, I have.
That'll be $20. Eight shows. If I don't drink for eight shows, I think I can have one bump.
One snort of cocaine.
One snort of cocaine.
Yeah, and eight shows, I'm like a meat low comedian, so that would be 8 months. In 8 months, I can.
Yeah, it's funny. I have been at parties full of normal people where cocaine comes out, and that turns them into a bunch of feral squirrels where everyone's interrupting each other. And then I've been at parties with comedians where cocaine shows up, and then they become the most organized, functional human being. File their taxes, like, do their email. It gets quiet in the room, finally. People stop interrupting each other.
comedians become normal people.
They need it, yeah.
Should we mop this? Like, I believe the floor is really...
Yeah, meanwhile, like, the normal party, like, let's snort your Adderall. And then the comedian party's like, hey, I really need to get my emails done. Can we snort this now? I got to submit this clip to a festival, and I keep forgetting to do it.
There you go. With that, we're going to end. Comedians need cocaine to be normal people. Adios. You have to say adios.
Oh, adios.
I love when... say it again.
Adios.
That's terrible. Adios.
Adios.